Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 74 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Allwinger. A sell-off that started last week continues on Wall Street. The Dow was down more than 1,100 points in the first minutes of trading. But before you panic about your investments,
if you're saving for retirement, this is a game we play over decades. You can't be distracted by day-to-day volatility.
Greg McBride, the chief financial analyst for Bankrate, the Dow is down now more than 741 points. Debbie is now a tropical storm. It's moving through Georgia and the Carolinas with strong wind and torrential rain. Vice President Harris is in the final moments of the process of selecting her running mate. The candidates are said to be Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The vice president is joining President Biden and his Middle East advisors today in discussing the latest developments in the region. This is ABC News. The Prime Minister of Bangladesh has resigned, ending 15 years in power as thousands of protesters defy a military curfew and storm her official residence.
Breaking the news, the country's army chief. He says the focus now, forming an interim government. Leaders of all political parties have been invited to come and thrash out an acceptable solution. The Prime Minister boarded a military helicopter with her sister, destination unknown. The move came after growing anti-government demonstrations. The government attempted to quell that dissent with force, leaving nearly 300 people dead. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the foreign desk.
European Union announcing that video sharing app TikTok will withdraw a points feature which allowed users to win rewards for using the app. The feature was part of a low-bandwidth version of TikTok. EU regulators say the rewards feature could encourage excessive screen time, especially among kids. Daria Allwinger, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important, and you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
It's currently a cloudy 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. There is a flood watch for Sauk County from Monday evening through Tuesday morning. Mostly cloudy and humid with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms this afternoon, especially in the northern section of the listening area, with highs in the mid to upper 70s and east-northeast winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rain, a high of 61, and east-northeast winds 8 to 16 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, light showers ending by midday, a bit of sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 72. In Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 74 degrees.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 74 degrees in Richland Center, 8 minutes past 12 o'clock. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Western Wisconsin's 3rd District could hold the keys to victories and majorities from the State House to the White House. That's according to Congressman Mark Pocan.
There's 6 UW campuses on the district. It's important to get that vote out for Tammy and for Vice President Harris. So I can't, say any more than this is an extremely important district for Democrats up and down the ticket.
Pocan says that's why he has been spending so much time in the Western District.
Winning that seat is probably one of the top 10 to 20 seats in the country for Democrats to get the majority. So I think you saw House Majority PAC just did a $4 million buy in the third CD. They're very committed to this district.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shanklin, who's running for Congress against Eric Wilson and Rebecca Cook. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin are at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution on August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which does nonpartisan analysis of policy issues.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein says voters shouldn't be blamed if they find the constitutional ballot questions confusing.
I would expect voters to look at this ballot language and be very confused by it in many cases because it's not straightforward by any means.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, reminds voters to check and be sure that they have the proper identification needed to vote the fall primary election August 13th. Wisconsin driver licenses, or IDs, are the most common form of identification used for voting purposes. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required to show at the polls. The Wisconsin Elections Commission notes other forms of identification are valid for voting, such as military or student ID cards. To see if a card meets the requirements, visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. Voters who will be at least 18 years of age by the next election and are looking to get their first Wisconsin ID card can turn to DMV for help. To obtain an official ID card that is free for voting purposes, state law requires documentation such as a birth certificate. If all documentation is not readily available, DMV has a process which allows U.S. citizens to obtain a receipt valid for voting while the remaining documents or verifications are obtained. DMV's toll-free hotline, 1-844-588-1069, is available for questions on obtaining an ID that can be used to vote. DMV's website has a locator to help find the nearest DMV and check wait times at wisconsindmv.gov/centers. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory for Harris. She's expected to campaign in Eau Claire on Wednesday. A new grant is reviving the University's of Wisconsin's Tuition Promise program in 2025. Students whose families earn $55,000 or less will be able to attend one of 11 system schools without having to pay tuition or fees. The Tuition Promise is a last dollar program, meaning it pays for tuition and fees remaining after a student's financial aid is exhausted. The program was last funded in the fall of 2023, but a $5 million grant from the Ascendium Education Group is covering the costs. In December, UW System President Jay Rothman said any future rounds would need philanthropic support as the system's $24.5 million request for it in the most recent budget was denied by the state legislature. An estimated 1,300 students starting in fall 2025 are expected to qualify for the tuition promise. Wisconsin's apprenticeship programs are getting a $1 million boost. The Department of Workforce Development says the grant will help increase Wisconsin's connection to the National Apprenticeship Program, strengthen the workforce, and position the economy for success. Wisconsin education leaders say schools need more resources to treat mental illness. The new Wisconsin Youth Risk Behavior Report says anxiety, depression, and self-harm are all on the rise. Education leaders say not all solutions cost money. State School Superintendent Jill Underley.
Making sure that kids feel supported, that they know that they're loved, making sure that the culture in their school is one that they are safe and supported. That doesn't cost anything.
Wisconsin has started its first home energy rebates program. Wisconsin is the first state in the nation to launch the program's home efficiency portion. The measures will save American households up to $1 billion in energy costs each year, as well as boost construction and manufacturing jobs. A suspect was arrested following a suspicious person call. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a suspect attempting to break into a residential home on Main Street in the village of Highland Sunday morning around 1:35. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. After an investigation, Hunter W. Waste, 25 of Green Bay, was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and criminal trespass to a dwelling. Hunter Waste was booked at the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released. A man was arrested early this morning after speeding through Arena. Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that at approximately 3:05 this morning, while on routine patrol in the town of Arena, a deputy witnessed a vehicle approaching him westbound on U.S. Highway 14 near Hayward Crossing at a high rate of speed. Squad car radar indicated speeds of 103 miles per hour in a posted 55 mile per hour zone. The deputy activated emergency lights and siren. However, the vehicle continued westbound on U.S. Highway 14 at speeds over 100 miles per hour for approximately 3 miles before the driver, Cameron Lindley, 25 of Spring Green, lost control of his vehicle approximately 100 yards west of County Highway C on U.S. Highway 14, crashing into the woods. Lindley was treated and released at the scene by Arena EMS. Cameron Lindley was transported to the Iowa County Jail and awaits bond hearing for vehicle operator fleeing an eluding officer, which is a felony. Sheriff Peterson says speeds and reckless driving continue to be an issue, and in Iowa County. Last month, a deputy was working U.S. Highway 14 near Hayward Crossing in the town of Arena when she observed a vehicle traveling eastbound at 72 miles per hour in a posted 55 mile per hour zone. When the deputy attempted to stop the driver, Rashe Williams, 30 of Arena, accelerated to avoid being stopped. In the village of Arena, Williams passed 4 vehicles at over 100 miles per hour in a posted 45 mile per hour no passing zone. Rashe then pulled into a convenience store where he was taken into custody for 2 felonies, vehicle operator fleeing or eluding an officer, and second degree recklessly endangering safety. Rashe Williams later posted $2,000 cash bond. Among the many calls received, there have been 2,363 traffic stops this year in Iowa County. The lawyer for Devante Mitchell's family says an autopsy shows he died at the hands of 4 hotel employees in downtown Milwaukee June 30th. Mitchell was held down by 4 Hyatt employees after an incident at the hotel. Police recommend felony murder charges, but prosecutors say they needed the autopsy results before making a decision. It's 74 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. Wisconsin experienced its 2nd earthquake of the year. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Well, our temperature is staying steady this afternoon at 74 degrees. WRCO News Time is 12:20. An earthquake registering 2.9 on the Richter scale was felt by a few folks in Sturgeon Bay Friday. The U.S. Geological Survey said almost 40 people in Sturgeon Bay, Algoma, and Fish Creek called to report the tremors. This is the second earthquake reported in Wisconsin this year. A 2.5 magnitude quake happened in Crandon in January of this year. After 173 years, the Wisconsin State Fair still draws thousands of people to the West Allis area each year. Tess Kirkson, Director of Public Relations, says they keep changing with the times.
We're really starting to dip into comedians on our State Fair main stage and really just trying to bring in new things. We have a karaoke stage this year. We have a game room. Just some really different things that keep fairgoers coming back year after year. But then they're also coming for those same amazing traditions like the giant slide and a cream puff.
One of its most famous attractions turns 100 years old this year.
People have been going to the Wisconsin State Fair their entire life, and there's a part of it they don't want to change. They want to see the animals. They want to have a cream puff. And cream puff this year is celebrating 100 years. They've been around since 1924 baking on our property, which is absolutely insane to me.
Cream puffs and the Wisconsin State Fair are almost synonymous, but Tess Kirkson says another Wisconsin treat is just as important.
We have plenty of cheese curds to go around, and you can actually kind of sample all the different types. And of course, we have deep fried cheese curds and then the refrigerated kind that's squeak in your mouth in the Wisconsin Product Pavilion, too. There's no shortage of cheese curds here at Wisconsin State Fair.
While people attend the fair for all those things, agriculture is still the anchor.
Agriculture is what started the Wisconsin State Fair back in 1851 here in Wisconsin, and that just continues to ring true for us. Tons of agriculture shows. People love to come to the Clydesdales the first few days of the fair.
The Wisconsin State Fair runs today through Sunday in West Allis. You can now sign up to take part in the 2024 Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt season. Brooke Van Handel from the Department of Natural Resources says sponsors from 49 different counties will host these hunts. Hunters will need to contact the host to set up a hunt and buy a valid license from the DNR. You can find out more online at dnr.wi.gov. Registration is open until September 15th. The Wisconsin Department of Administration has announced the receipt of 100 applications for digital connectivity projects through the Flexible Facility Program, totaling $297 million in funding requests, more than double the amount that Wisconsin was awarded for the program. Applications were submitted by 97 local and tribal governments, representing 57 counties throughout the state. Wisconsin was awarded $107 million from the U.S. Department of Treasury under the American Rescue Plan Act Capital Projects Fund to construct or improve public buildings and purchase digital connectivity equipment. Local and tribal governments were eligible to apply for funding to make improvements to public libraries, community centers, and other anchor institutions designed to jointly and directly enable work, education, and health monitoring in communities with critical need for capital projects. The DOA, Division of Energy, Housing, and Community Resources, administers the FFP program, and the application window closed on July 11th. DOA anticipates making award announcements by October 1st. CPF is designed to address pre-existing barriers to high-quality modern infrastructure and connectivity that were exacerbated by the pandemic. Along with FFP, Governor Evers has directed funding to other programs that continue to expand access, affordability, and adoption of high-speed internet. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin awarded $42 million across 28 grants through the Broadband Infrastructure Program. In addition, the PSC's Digital Connectivity and Navigators Program intends to award $33 million in CPF funding. Applicants were able to submit up to two project applications, one for new facility construction and one for existing facility renovation or expansion. DEHCR received 30 applications for new facility construction projects and 70 applications for existing facility renovation expansion projects, including 67 library projects, 16 community center projects, and 17 multipurpose facility projects, including 13 facility projects with library space. Since 2019, more than $345 million in state and federal funds have been allocated to expand high-speed internet, including the largest state investment in state history, ensuring that more than 395,000 homes and businesses will have new or improved service. This is the time of year children end up at the doctor or urgent care with bug bites or rashes. Children are more likely to itch a bug bite and tear it open and have more serious reactions to unsafe plants like poison ivy. Dr. Rob Tager with the American Academy of Pediatrics in Kentucky says there's not much you can do for bug bites or rashes, but wait, so your best bet is to prevent it in the first place.
Knowing which plants to stay away from, good observation. You keep kids away from more dangerous plants, keeping them away from dawn and dusk when the mosquitoes and bugs are a lot worse.
Long sleeves and long pants can be your best bet. But in the heat like this, remember, young children are more susceptible to heat illness and dehydration. The Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin works to help people or families affected with autism find the supports and connections they need to thrive. Kate Hess is the executive director.
What we're trying to do is build a network and a community of people who can support each other. So it's not up to us necessarily to provide a bunch of services for people. It's about connecting people because everybody needs something different.
While Wisconsin does a good job of helping those with autism and other disabilities, Hess says more can be done.
If you look at the services available in schools, it could be improved greatly, greatly. We talk about students with disabilities, and it's not just children with autism, but they need more supports at schools so that they can succeed later in life.
Just like a child with autism grows up to be an adult with autism, so the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin is also growing and learning.
We're learning new things every day. And so as people grow up with autism, we're trying to find new ways to support them as well. So it's not just supporting the parents or the children with autism, but as the children grow into adults, what supports and services are available for them as adults? So we're learning, you know, we're kind of, what did they say, you're building the ship as you're flying it. We're doing that as well.
Learn more on supports and services available at autismgreaterwi.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that data from the annual spring survey of breeding waterfowl is available. The survey indicated both stable population numbers and habitat conditions for migratory birds. The information from this survey is part of the overall survey of breeding waterfowl in North America. It aids the DNR in making management decisions about waterfowl in Wisconsin, including hunting season, structure, and harvest limits. Surveyors estimate the state's breeding duck population to be 502,058 birds, a 3.7% decrease from the 2023 estimate, but above the long-term average. The mallard breeding population estimate is 146,561 birds, 7.9% lower compared to 2023, and lower than the long-term average. The wood duck population estimate was 96,711 birds, similar to the last year and above the long-term average. The Canada goose population estimate was 153,402 birds, similar to 2023, and significantly higher than the long-term average. Find additional data from this and other wildlife survey reports on the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Reports webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds all boaters to monitor their speed and control their wake while underway, as it can negatively affect other boaters and aquatic ecosystems and cause shoreline erosion. Some helpful reminders to help boats responsibly manage their wakes include maintaining a safe speed, always adhere to posted speed limits and reduce speeds in congested areas like channels, avoid repetitive passes in the same location. Watch your wake. Be aware of the size and impact of your wake. Large wakes can cause damage to other vessels and docks, erode shorelines, and even swamp or capsize other boats. Respect no-wake zones. These areas are specifically designed to protect wildlife and reduce shoreline erosion. Teach your passengers. Ensure all aboard your boat understand wake safety and the rules. More generally, boaters simply need to be mindful of each other and remember to share the water with other users, whether they're wakeboarding, fishing, paddling, or swimming. Safety is the DNR's top priority. Boaters should always be aware of their surroundings and operate their vessels at speeds appropriate for the current conditions, including weather, boat traffic, and size of the water body. Wearing life jackets, avoiding alcohol consumption while operating a boat, and being considerate of others using the water are all part of being a responsible boater. Well, if you had an opportunity to bid on something at the Grace office, or if you want more information or turn in items before Wednesday night with the Walk with Grace on Friday, the Grace office will be open today from 1 to 4, again tomorrow from 11 to 5, and Thursday from 8 to 2. The Richland County Highway Department has announced that beginning today, Highway 60 is closed to install a culvert. This closure is from Muscadet to Gotham. There is no through traffic through this area. However, emergency vehicles and local traffic will be able to get around the area. The road will remain closed through Thursday. It's 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday, August 5th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ethel Charlotte Knable, 89 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Ethel Knable is survived by three sons, Greg and Tina Knable, Mark and Joni Knable, and Brian and Julie Knable. Seven grandchildren, 4 step-grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, 14 step-great-grandchildren, a brother, Harold McCoy, sisters-in-law, Glee and Charles Hubbard and Carolyn Knable, and many other relatives and friends. Ethel Charlotte Knable, 89 of Richland Center. Catherine Schmitz, 92 of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Killian Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Catherine Schmitz is survived by 5 children: John and Jean Trito Schmitz of Madison, Mary Schmitz of Marshfield, David and Kathleen Schmitz of Dodgeville, Mike and Cynthia Schmitz of Oconomowoc, and Larry and Roseanne Drake Schmitz of Madison. 13 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren. Sister-in-law Lindy Schmitz, 32 nieces and nephews, 9 godchildren, many relatives, friends, and neighbors. Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley in Sauk City. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison, died Thursday at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place Sunday at 3 at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Gard is survived by her son, Steve and Sherry Gard, her daughter, Diane Brinkley, 3 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 4 step-granddaughters and their families, sister-in-laws Jeanette Cupp and Diane Gard, brother-in-law David Jones, and nieces, nephews, and cousins. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Eric and Mackenzie Mindham, Tom and Lynn Munns, Eric and Peggy Kinney, Adam and Sarah Adamson, and Jeff and Mary Beth Behrens. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Looks like a very soggy situation shaping up for the upper Midwest for later today and tonight as low pressure out in the Dakotas slides eastward along a front, which is stalled out across Minnesota, Iowa, and southern Wisconsin. Plenty of moisture for the system to work with means some very heavy rain totals possible, especially in a strip from near Minneapolis-St. Paul through central and southeast Wisconsin where flood watches are in effect. That zone has the best chance of picking up 2 or 3 inches of rainfall, and that falling on some saturated ground conditions can mean some some flash flooding. Even around our area, we could see amounts over an inch in spots. Possibility is there getting some heavy thunderstorms this evening as well, with some large hail or gusty winds, so be sure to check in for updates and move to a place of safety should warnings get issued. Now, the system will gradually wind down and move away tomorrow, drying out for the afternoon. Then we'll have some pretty quiet weather for a couple of days after that, temperatures running a few degrees below average. The rest of today, mostly cloudy and humid with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, especially in the northern part of the region. Temperatures reaching the mid to upper 70s, east-northeast wind up to 10. There is a flood watch in effect tonight through Tuesday morning in Sauk County. Breezy tonight with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rain, low at 61. Tomorrow, a chance of light showers, but ending by midday. A bit of sunshine later in the afternoon with a high of 72. Northeast wind between 8 and 16. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, patchy fog possible, low 53. Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy and pretty nice with highs in the upper 70s. Friday, more clouds and cooler. There is a 30% chance of spotty light showers, especially by midday. High 74. Over the weekend, partly cloudy conditions, staying comfortable. High of 76 on Saturday, 79 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a cloudy and hazy 74 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 87, our low this morning was 74. Our high today came at midnight when it was 79. The record high for this date is 99 degrees, set in 1947. The record low, 44, was set in 1994. Last year's high was 83 with a low of 64. Sunset tonight will be at 8:19 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:57. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is up to 30.03 and no precipitation to report. Again, it is a cloudy and hazy 74 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The House Ag Committee gets a bleak farm financial report next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Members of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee recently found out why farmers are worried about their financial future. At a committee hearing, multiple witnesses laid out a scenario backing up USDA projections for a big drop in farm income. One of those witnesses was Dana Allen Tully, president of the Minnesota Corn Growers.
USDA says farm income will fall sharply this year. The biggest year-to-year drop on record, net farm income will fall $43 billion or 27% after falling 19% from 22 to 23. Since 22, net farm income has fallen 40%, the largest two-year drop on record. The national average corn yield a farm would have to make this year to break even is 219 bushels per acre, 27% higher than the 10-year average. And for soybeans, it's 56 bushels or 12% higher.
Allen Tully says even if a new farm bill with a stronger safety net is passed, it may not do it all.
Unless conditions change, we're facing a perfect storm, though I don't think it will be fully understood until early next year, when farmers are unable to secure loans because they can't cash flow. Plummeting crop prices, high costs of production, doubling interest rates, natural disasters, and tightening credit are some of the key culprits.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Changes are coming for Kloss dealers and customers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The Central Region Manager for Kloss says ag equipment industry uncertainty has led to the closure of 4 Ziegler Ag stores and ended a 20-year combine distribution agreement between the companies. Daryl Tice tells Brownfield.
What we're seeing in the ag equipment markets really stems from what's going on in the commodity markets. In the U.S., we're largely driven by corn and soybeans, and those prices have fallen quite significantly in the last 12 months. There's a decline in net farm income. They have a tendency to purchase or hold off on those capital purchases like farm equipment. So we are all preparing for that.
Ty says prioritizing resources to help farmers can help control costs. And he says Kloss also wants to ensure customers impacted by Ziegler Ag store closures get what they need.
Our immediate priority is making sure that farmers have the support they need for this upcoming harvest and then finding smooth transitions into a future dealer network.
Kloss says the combine distribution agreement with Ziegler Ag for all remaining locations will end in the summer of 2025. Many corn farmers are actively scouting for tar spot. Corteva AgriScience Market Development Specialist Ron Guy says the crop disease thrives in wet and cloudy conditions.
If you have had tar spot in the past, is lower in the canopy as residue that contains tar spot can splash up and move up the plant. Or if you've not had it in the past, simply start looking in the upper canopy as the wind will blow tar spot into your field.
If tar spot is identified,
we recommend a foliar fungicide application that typically takes place at tassel or just a little bit beyond as a first application. And if the situation is severe, a second application may be necessary.
Guy says tar spot is a relatively new corn disease that has made an east to west progression now into Nebraska and the Dakotas. An updated score from the Congressional Budget Office says the House Ag Committee's farm bill would increase direct spending by $33 billion in the next decade. CBO's estimate reflects an increase in direct spending for the commodities title and considers the savings from using the Commodity Credit Corporation. The CBO says using CCC funds would reduce spending by $3.6 billion in the next 8 years. House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson says the CBO score underestimates the Commodity Credit Corporation outlays by more than $60 billion over the past 7 fiscal years. Ranking Member David Scott says the Republicans are having trouble funding their farm bill and time is running out to fix the problem. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a quiet start, typical for a Monday. Buyers and sellers are preparing for the week's business, and bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Last week, business held out until Thursday and Friday and overall was light. Live deals in the South had a range of $185 to $196, mostly $188, about $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress deals ranged from $306 to $311, mostly $310, $2 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef is sharply higher at midday on very good demand for light offerings. Choice up $4.64 at $318.41. Select is $3.24 higher at $300.41. In Nebraska last week, steers under 600 pounds were lightly tested. Six-weight steers were $3 lower, and seven weights were sharply lower. Steers 800 pounds were $5 lower, and steers over 900 pounds were $10 lower. Heifers under 700 pounds were sharply lower, and heifers over 700 pounds were $4 to $7 lower. The USDA says the big drop in the futures market throughout the week carried over into livestock sales. Demand overall, though, has been pretty good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 852 to 899 pounds, brought $246 to $264. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with a handful of negotiated purchases. Packers don't appear to be in a big hurry to get business underway this week and aren't aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be strong. Domestic demand uncertainty has been the issue. While hog weights have pulled back some in summer months, they're still running well above year-ago levels. Bears and gelts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 82.05. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady with last week's test at $55. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $43 to $55. Barrows and gilt were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $49 to $59. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.51 at $105.82. Ribs, picnics, butts, and loins were all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What do you want from an ag lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making and values relationships. And when your farm faces financial challenges, someone who looks you in the eyes and says, we are here for you. Find what you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Let's work together. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aderson Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Soybeans are higher, corn's mixed, cattle and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans have turned higher on commercial and technical buying. Crop weather looks mixed, but the trade is expecting conditions to balance out for a large U.S. crop. There is a cooler but drier forecast on tap for parts of the region this week. September beans are up 10.5 at 10.28.5. November's 10.25 higher at 10.37.5. Corn is mostly firm, monitoring late development conditions with an eye on yield projections ahead of next week's USDA production report. Farmer selling has increased while feed, fuel, and export demand remains solid. September corn's up 2.25 at 3.88.75. December's 2.25 higher at 4.05.5. And after early losses, wheat has turned mixed. There was needed rain over the weekend in parts of the spring wheat growing region. USDA could lower some international production estimates in next week's report. That is out a week from today. September Chicago's down 2.5 at 536.5. September Kansas City's 0.25 lower at 559.5. And September Minneapolis wheat's down 4.75 at 590.25. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower on spillover from the broader market, waiting for this week's direct business. This week's show list looks mixed, larger in Texas, but smaller in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Box beef was sharply higher at midday today. October live's down 275 at 179.30. December's 372 lower at 178.47. September feeders are down 740 at 240.80. October feeder cattle are down $8 at 238.57. And with sustained demand concerns, October hogs are down 85 at 75.72, December's 92 lower at 68.22. Brownfield.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next Agri Mindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
State fairs are learning opportunities for consumers. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's state fair season, and it's a great opportunity for the ag industry to make connections with consumers. Nicole Barless sits on the Wisconsin State Fair Steering Board. She says they're bringing in moms with large social media followings to talk all things dairy.
So we brought them in. We did cheese tasting. We brought in Hill Valley Cheese out of Lake Geneva and now in Milwaukee as well to do cheese tastings. We brought them over to our milking demonstration area and showcased a milking demo on how to care for cows. And then we had a fair amount of people from dairy, moms ourselves, like me with my children and a few other ladies, to talk with these ladies and kids and really help them better understand the dairy industry so they can take that and share it with their followers.
She tells Brownfield they start with some of the most basic of information.
how what goes into our cows really impacts the quality of milk and how that impacts the quality of cheeses and that they're using and using to cook with and to taste. And then most importantly, just learning about all the hard work and care that goes into caring for our cows in the great state of Wisconsin. So it really was a great day.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and can